This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
A series of podcasts aiming to reinforce what we have learned in the classroom. First up is media language. Media language includes all the elements which construct the text and create meaning for the audience. We call those elements signs. Anything can be a sign. Music, the setting, a particular actor or prop, they can all help an audience to understand the media text. A sign is made up of two parts, or two levels of meaning. First, a signifier, which is what the sign is, the physical part. For example, when we see red, what is denoted is a colour. A wedding ring denotes jewellery, and a house denotes a building. So the signifier is what is denoted, what is there. The second part of a sign is called the signified, which is what the sign can mean. We call this level of meaning connotation. So let's go back to our first example. If the sign is red, what is denoted? That's right, a colour. So what meanings are created by the sign red? What is connoted? The answer is lots of things. Passion, danger, maybe even a warning. So you can see, signs can have more than one meaning. The key term used to describe a sign with more than one meaning is polysemic. Poly meaning many, semic from sign. Polysemic. Let's recap. A sign is made up of two parts, a signifier and a signified. A sign has two levels of meaning, what is denoted and what is connoted. Signs with more than one meaning are called polysemic. Now let's listen to the musical signs. For each sound you hear, can you say what is denoted and then what is connoted? Sound number one. Sound effect number three. Finally, sound number four. Siren, people, insects, and music. Each has many connotations, which if part of a media text can create meaning for the audience. For example, the insects you heard create the setting, nighttime, loneliness, quiet. I'm sure you've heard this sound effect used in many horror films. The TV theme tune gives clues to perhaps the type of programme, such as news. Therefore, signs can indicate certain narratives and genres. Remember, every media text is constructed and the signs are carefully chosen to create meanings. Often the audience can associate certain signs with certain texts. So, We have looked at how sound is a sound. What other aspects of media language are sounds? Perhaps an important term to mention here is mise-en-scène. Means everything in the shot. There are four key aspects of mise-en-scène. Setting, costumes and props, lighting, and movement and gestures. All aspects of mise-en-scène create meaning. Settings create a sense of expectation and of genre. Think of a Western film. How the cowboy moves can give a clue to his personality. His costume can indicate his role and status. His stock props, such as a horse and gun, lead us to expect action and certain themes. Think of how shadows can create tension and suspense, how the colour and direction of the light can affect mood and atmosphere. Everything in the shot creates meaning. Mise-en-scène include camera and editing. These are also helpful when creating meaning for an audience. When we're discussing camera, we pay particular attention to three areas. Firstly, the type of shot. This includes shots such as a wide shot, long shot, close-up, point of view and zoom. Secondly, the angle. Is the camera positioned high, looking down on the object, or low, looking up? Thirdly, we have the movement of the camera. Does it pan to the left or right, tilt up or down, or track a particular character? These camera decisions can affect the meaning of the text. Editing is also crucial in creating meaning. It is the editor who selects and orders the shots to tell the story, to reveal or to hide information, and to create contrasts, what we call juxtapositions. Positioning one shot after another affects the pace, the narrative structure, and can help to establish characters and themes. For more information about camera, editing, and all the other aspects of media language, consult your notes and handouts given in lessons. And don't forget to check the website for further details and links. Site. You're going to watch the trailer several times. First, draw a table with three columns. The first column has the aspects of media language, props, costume, music, etc. The second column is what is denoted, for example, uniforms, men. And then the third column heading is connotation. Once you've completed your table, answer the following question. How does media language create meaning for the audience?